Good afternoon, Matt. As you've started the process of getting prepared for the Bills, what stands out to you from their offense?
Well, I mean, obviously, we're talking about a very explosive offense. Again, here, another week of extremely good skill players that do a great job in the offensive system. But I think it starts with the running game. I think the running backs, Spiller and Jackson, are two extremely dangerous players, guys that can create a lot of yardage out of minimal space, and guys that, when they get the ball out in space, can gain a large amount of yards. So it's got to start with those two players. Obviously, the supporting cast in the run game, you know, the fullback does a great job. Summers does a great job of opening up holes. You know, they'll play all three tight ends, both at the point of attack, to try to create and get the edge to get these running backs outside. And then, you know, the offensive line, I would say, anchored by Eric Wood in the middle, do a phenomenal job of you know, creating those seams and those spaces in the defense. You know, they do a good job of creating both horizontal and vertical seams for the backs to get through. So I think, you know, that's where you got to start. It's extremely strong and explosive, dangerous run game. I think, you know, Kyle Orton has come in and obviously played a great game here against Detroit, of doing a good job of taking over the offense and managing the system and really controlling the game and getting the ball to all the different field players that he has available. Now, obviously, they've got some really good wide receivers, too. The rookie Sammy Watkins has been a very productive player for them. He really, once he gets the ball in his hands, he can make and create a lot of things. He's obviously a very fast player, can stretch the defense vertically. But there are other guys. You know, Robert Woods is very productive. Mike Williams is a big receiver, big catch radius, does a great job of, you know, going up and getting the ball. So they've got some players that they can distribute the ball to and really attack you in many different areas.
Thank you. Sorry. Hi, Matt. Bill just mentioned, you know, really only having one game tape of Kyle Orton last week. And just what would be some of the challenges that would come with only having one tape? Or do you guys go back and look at maybe seasons past with different teams on a guy like that?
True. I mean, yeah, I think you're going to try to do as much extensive research as you can about the particular player and just about him as a quarterback and his physical abilities. But I think, again, the system itself is what we're really trying to take a look at. Excuse me. You know, obviously, you know, Buffalo has played a number of games here so far this season, so it's a full body of work that you have to take a look at and realize that the offensive system is in place. I mean, obviously, Coach Marone does a great job of preparing those guys and, you know, putting them in the right position. And so the system itself is going to, you know, is going to carry through. And obviously, you know, the quarterback will just do a great job of managing the game plan that they have, you know, put together against us. So I think, you know, Coach Marone with, you know, Coach Hackett does a great job of game planning each week for their opponent. So there's a little bit of, you know, the unknown that's going to go along with that. Obviously, Kyle Ward, you know, being the second week here at the helm, you know, there'll be a little bit more unknown with that. But you try to do the best you can to find out about the individual player, how he fits the system, what, you know, would be his strengths within that system based on what they've shown and done in the previous games.
And then I'm just curious as to your take on Fred Jackson. I know he's a player that you guys have seen a lot of over the years, and I think now he's one of the oldest running backs in the NFL, if not the oldest. So I'm wondering how you've seen his game evolve and where he's at now.
Fred Jackson is a phenomenal football player. I think age has nothing to do with his ability right now. He is running the ball extremely hard, very powerful. He's still very explosive through the line of scrimmage. He's also a big threat and a great target for their offense in the passing game. You know, they do a good job of getting the ball out to the running backs and on the screen game. And Fred Jackson does an excellent job of creating those yards after the catch. You know, just creating a lot of offense, you know, from both the backfield alignments and then when he gets out in space in the passing game. So he's a very, very good football player. He's a very difficult player to defend. And then the combination of Fred Jackson and Spiller together, it's quite a tandem of players.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Good, good, thanks. You talked about their receiving core with Watkins and Woods and so on, and how they're distributing the ball. I'm wondering what goes into the decision, or what variables go into the decision on whether you lock Revis down on a specific guy or apply him in some other way, whether you know he's in his zone or something else.
I mean, I think, you know, just in general, when we look at an opponent's offense and we look at the problems that they create and the mismatches that they can create on their side of the ball, we try to put all of our players in the best position possible as a, you know, full defense to try to eliminate those dangers as much as we can. And sometimes that involves certain players, you know, lining up on certain other, you know, offensive weapons, but in a lot of respects, it changes play by play, and it can change week by week. So, there's so many variables that go into just, you know, what we're trying to do and how we're trying to defend, you know, against what they do, and what they do may change by the, you know, down and distance or the position or the personnel. So we're going to try to keep that, you know, to the best of our advantage as possible and keep it moving to whatever we think fits our game plan for that week, the best case scenario. And whether that's a defensive back, a linebacker, a matchup in the front, we're just trying to put our guys in the best positions they can to help us win.
Just to follow up kind of where Karen was going, I had asked Coach Belichick about Watkins and what are the problems that he presents? About him playing physical against him, or?
I mean, obviously, you know, you're talking about a guy that's he's got very good size. You know, he's a tall guy, longer guy. He's got, you know, a bigger guy with tremendous speed. So size and speed combinations are always difficult to be able to match up against. Guys that, you know, do a good job of going up and getting the ball, competing for the ball, have good ball skills, body control when they're in the air, very athletic type of players, you know, obviously are very difficult to defend against. So, you know, he would fall in that category.
The fact that he's a rookie, how does that figure into the equation, if at all?
Well, I mean, I think at this point in the season, you know, we're 5 games in plus 4 games of preseason. I think you're looking at everybody that's out on the field and has been out on the field producing at a high level as NFL football players. So, I mean, that's the way we got to approach the game. I mean, he's a real good wide receiver, a real good productive player in their offense, and we're going to have our work cut out for us to try to stop him.